AI agents move from coding tool to team member July 22, 2026. Today's AI news and buzz is about a shift in how coding agents are being used. The story is no longer just which model writes the best code. Agents are becoming delegated work participants in the software team. The first signal comes from recent Codex research discussed by Axios. Use is accelerating, and non-developers are the fastest growing group of users. In the sampled users, more than 4 in 5 made at least one request estimated to represent over 30 minutes of experienced human work. That is a model-based estimate, not a productivity guarantee. But it signals a behavioral change. Agents are being used for multi-step delegated work, not only chat and autocomplete. The second signal comes from Anthropic. Claude Tag brings Claude into Slack as a more proactive collaborator, while Claude Code continues to move beyond its original command line tool role. Anthropic has also published an analysis of approximately 400,000 Claude Code sessions. The conversation is slowly gaining real usage data, rather than relying only on DMOS and benchmarks. The third signal is open source adoption. A recent preprint scanning 180 million repositories reports more than 320,000 agent-attributed commits per month across its snapshots. Attribution is difficult, and the methods should be examined carefully, but the direction is clear. Coding agents are becoming part of the normal development tooling footprint. The engineering consequence is that collaboration becomes part of the product. When agents can be assigned, mentioned given context, and asked to work alongside groups, teams need clear task contracts, approval gates, traceability, and escalation paths. The security rule is simple. Agents need access to do work, but they do not need unrestricted secrets. Treat every agent as a non-human identity. Give it narrow, time-bound permissions. Log its actions. Isolate risky work. Require approval for irreversible actions. An agent that can run tests and submit a pull request should not automatically be able to merge, deploy, rotate credentials, or modify production data. This week also brings a cautionary counterstory. High output does not always mean high engineering throughput. More commits and pull requests can hide duplicate code, shallow tests, dependency growth, and review overload. Reporting on teams that use AI agents to remove generated code bloat shows that the maintenance problem is becoming a market of its own. The practical answer is evidence. A claim that an agent is finished should be supported by a defined scope, tests against the current revision, a review summary, and recovery notes. The agent that writes a change should not be the only system deciding that it is safe to merge. The takeaway: pilot a narrow delegated workflow rather than an autonomous department. Define the tools, data boundaries, budget, stop conditions, expected evidence, and human owner. Measure lead time to verified release, review time, regressions, rollbacks, and support burden. That is how teams turn the current agent buzz into dependable engineering value.